This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Listen to the next verse. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of men, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of men, they are retained." Oh, penance, the sacrament of penance. If you forgive the sins of men, they are forgiven. And I'm going to tell you, that is one of the sacraments given to us on the day of the resurrection. People coming in repentance of their sin, confessing it, and leaving it at the cross. I tell you, when we were kids, we went to confession every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. I also know that when people stop going to confession, people start going to psychiatrists. Now, I have nothing against the psychiatrist, but I can tell you this. The psychiatrist has no power to forgive sins. When confession went down, psychiatry went up. It is time for people again to hear the 20th chapter of St. John. If you forgive the sins of men, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of men, they are retained. This is something wonderful. I tell you, once I go to confession, it's gone. The sins are gone. No more do I have to think about them by the grace of the living God. People have come to me. It's been 35 years since my last confession. I tell you, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God has something wonderful in store for you. As you confess your sins, He is going to pour out His Spirit upon you. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This church has, Jesus has given us the sacrament of penance, confessing our sins. I won't go to confession to confess my sins to another man. You proud, arrogant person. Proud, arrogant person. Jesus gave us the sacrament. I didn't. And I'm going to tell you, when the sacrament was not used, psychiatry went up. That's the way it is. You see, the psychiatrist is wonderful. He can help many people, but he cannot forgive sins. She cannot forgive sins. That's real. The forgiveness of sins is given to the church and is exercised through the priests. This is real. We went when we were kids every 2 weeks, if not every week. What did you say? We confessed our sins. They were almost always the same, and we kept on falling into them, but we left the confessional free. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven.
Tell them what you did yesterday, Father.
Oh, yesterday was Divine Mercy Sunday. We heard confessions for over 2 hours. People coming to the Lord Jesus Christ to confess their sins. You're wonderful. People need to confess their sins and receive absolution. How wonderful. I'm not going to another man. He's a sinner. Well, that's true. He is a sinner. But Jesus gave us that sacrament. I didn't give it to you. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. On the day of my ordination, someone came to me and said, would you hear my confession? Wow. Wow. Some part of me wanted to say, I'll call the priest. But I was the priest. So I said to the person, I will hear your confession. This is important. So important. You see, when confessions went down, psychiatry went up. I'm all for psychiatrists, but they cannot forgive sins. Jesus gave the church the power to forgive sins. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained.
Yeah, it's not just a religious activity. There's a tangible spiritual benefit for walking in that confessional. I had the honor to confess my sins yesterday for Divine Mercy Sunday. And then, clean as a newborn, I went to Mass and I received communion. And you know, I felt like I was ascending into heaven because there was no weight of sin. There was no guilt. There was no condemnation weighing me down. And after you go to confession, you are filled with grace. You see, Jesus is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. But when you receive the Eucharist in a state of grace, it is like you are a sponge receiving the fullness. And you're just soaking in the grace that comes from the Eucharist. But when you receive the Eucharist outside a state of grace, you're like a rock. That grace cannot penetrate your soul because those sins are blocking the grace of God. But as I confessed my sins in the confessional, I felt the weight of the sins and the burden of the sins and the demons that ride sins become lifted off me. And the light of heaven began to fill me, that I walked in an open heaven and I went out of the confessional floating by the grace of God. Not because God loves me anymore, because this is just the effect of what confession does. I run to the confessional. I run because when I walk out free. And at first I didn't want to confess my sins to another sinner, because it takes humility. It takes humility. But Jesus knew that, and he knows that humility attracts God to us more than any other virtue. So to confess my sins to another man, it makes me humble myself, even if I don't want to. But it disposes me to receive all of the grace, all of the glory, all of the power of heaven. You know, and what did Jesus say before he gave the apostles, which were the first bishops and the first priests, the sacrament of confession? He said, as the Father sent me, I send you. As the Father sent me, I send you. That is for all Christians, the many Christs of the world, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Salt preserves the earth. You were created to preserve the earth from evil and corruption by the light you carry. What did the Father send Jesus to do? To bring heaven to earth, to reconcile all men to the Father, to release the glory, to release the kingdom, to show people in darkness the light and the right way to live in divine union with the Father, to release miracles, to release power. As the Father sent me, says Jesus, so now I send you in the same way. The same power that was in Jesus resides within you. So why do I confess my sins? Because it opens the heavens over us and makes us a sponge, not a rock, to receive all of the grace of God.
As the Father has sent me, so I send you. I received that scripture. It became real when I was 21 years old. Oh, I had heard it before. I had believed it, but I didn't know it. But when I was 21, I gave my life to Jesus, and I was sent by the grace of God to people and people to me. Oh, I couldn't forgive their sins, but I could pray with them. And I could pray with them that they would be blessed. And I would always send them, if they had sin, to confession. Go to confession. But I don't want to confess my sins to another man. Please. Jesus said it. And if Jesus said it, we've got to do it. Yes, to another man. I remember going to confession when I was a child. And as I finished the Apostles' Creed, but, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, the poor priest, before I finished the prayer, closed the door on me. But I realized, even though he wasn't the best confessor in the world, I walked out of that confession free of sin by the grace of the living God. At that time, absolution was given in Latin. And I received forgiveness. I'll tell you, on the first day of my ordination, I heard confessions. People came to me. I want to confess my sins. Before I was ordained, people came to me for confession. I couldn't give them absolution. I listened and I prayed and I sent them to the church to confess their sins, to get rid of them once and for all. I'm telling you, it's a great sacrament. Jesus gave it to us. And if you have a problem with it, go to Jesus and tell him, I've got a problem with what you said. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I've got a problem with that, Jesus. And you know what? Jesus would just tell you, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Go to confession. Yesterday, Divine Mercy Sunday, we used to call it Low Sunday. It's the week after Easter. Many, many, many people came to confession. It was wonderful. But you see, that gift is for you. You don't need to carry those sins. Once you confess them, they're gone. The blood of Jesus not only erases, but digs out the roots of that rotten sin. But I'm ashamed. Well, you know what? The priest that you go to, he's a sinner too. And if he's any kind of priest, he'll welcome you and not throw you out. That's the way it is. Again, if you have trouble with the sacrament of penance or confession, go to Jesus and tell him he made a mistake. When confessions went down, psychiatry went up. I believe in psychiatry, but the greatest psychiatrist cannot forgive your sins. He can listen to your guilt. He can hear you tell you all the darkness, but he cannot say, in the name of Jesus, I absolve you from your sin. Nope, he can't do that. She can't do that. There is something that only the priest can do by grace. He's a sinner too. And you know what? I made up my mind that anyone who comes to confession to me would have a good experience. Because I've gone to confession once or twice, and the priest said, you should have known better. I told him, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better. You know, I'm not into telling people you should have known better. I'm into telling people, peace be with you. My peace I give to you. As the Father sent me, So I send you after your sins have been forgiven. This is real stuff. And you know what? When we were kids, there was always a line going to confession on a Saturday. We would go to the movies on a Saturday. And after the movies, we'd run to the church to go to confession. Today, it's not happening. People don't say, I sin. But you know what? The one who says, I don't sin, is a bigger sinner than anybody else. You need to say, I don't know my sins. Holy Spirit, reveal them to me so that I can get rid of them once and for all. And that big sin that I've never confessed, that big sin that has tormented me all my life that I've never confessed, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to get rid of it. Go to confession and say it and leave the confessional free, free, free.
I'll never forget when I brought one of my good friends to the monastery and he did his first lifetime confession. And he was in there for 4 hours. The monk missed morning prayer. He missed the noon prayer. I think he missed lunch. I think the other monks thought he was took off on him. But you know what? I'll never forget his face when he walked out of that confessional. He was glowing with the light of God. He had been born again. He had been baptized in the Spirit, prayed in tongues. But after that general confession, he was a new creation. He was beaming with the light of Christ. Why is that? In Ephesians, the Bible tells us, everything exposed by the light becomes light. You see, if you're holding secrets and darkness and hidden sin in you, that darkness is going to eat you up. It's going to rot. It's going to rot your soul from the inside out. But when you confess it to the priest, the uncreated light of Jesus Christ comes right in there, right into you, right into that spot of trauma, anxiety, fear, and it becomes light. And that poop becomes fertilizer. You know, even if you've been sinned against, that sin against you may not be your fault, but you need to speak to it with the priest, because that's when people sin against you, it puts us in a place to sin against others and harbor hate and harbor unforgiveness. And so the psychiatry office, the psychiatrist, the medicine, it cannot heal the root of the pain, the root of the trauma. It can just medicate the symptoms of it. But Jesus wants to get to the root. Jesus needs for you to expose all the darkness and bring it into the light so Jesus can transfigure that pain into light. Because Jesus wants to transfigure you into light. Jesus, when I see someone going through a lot of problems and a lot of hardship, to me that's a sign that God has their hands upon your life. Because the greater the problem, the greater the glory awaits the other side. The greater the problem, the greater the glory awaits the other side. When you surrender it to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we humble ourselves and we do things the way Jesus tells us to do it. Because Jesus has a perfect way of doing things that give us perfect results. And then he has a less perfect way, and he will use those methods. But just come to the Lord Jesus and do things how he does things. I see people about to go into the confessional, and I can see in the spiritual realm the fear, the heaviness. They're being tormented by the devil. Because the devil is doing anything he can do to keep them out of that confessional. Because he knows once they go in there, they confess their sins to the priest absolves them. The devil just lost all of his legal rights. He just lost all of his power. He just lost all of the authority in the spiritual realm that he holds over those people. And when they walk out, They are free as a bird. They are light as a feather. They are walking in the authority of Jesus Christ. Condemnation no longer has anything to do with them. Heaviness no longer has anything to do with them. They are walking in the light of God. Because God is light, and in him there is no darkness. And God wants to transform you into light. The day you stop running and embrace the problem, the day you stop running and embrace the sin, the day you stop running and embrace the trauma that happened to you, and you become comfortable, not with the sin or the trauma, but that, okay, this happened to me. But Jesus is greater than my sin. Jesus is greater than my trauma. Jesus is greater than my problem. Is the day that Jesus begins to give you a solution. That is why God said, be still and know that I am God. We cannot hear God's voice. We cannot receive God's light, his forgiveness, his love, until we can be still and know that I am God. So many people, they've been running from something that happened to them 40 years ago. They've been running for a sin they committed from them 30 years ago. And do you know when the animals and the tigers attack in the wild? It's when you turn your back on them and try to run away. As soon as you try to run away from a bad memory, as soon as you try to run away from the devil and turn your back on him, he will chase you down and he will torment you. But it takes a man and woman of God who is walking in the bravery, courageousness, boldness of Jesus Christ to get into that confessional, to look another man in that face. You don't have to. You can look. There'll be a veil. And say, you know what, Father? Forgive me, for I have sinned. Forgive me, for I have made a mistake. And we don't make excuses. We don't say, well, I sinned because this person did this to me. My father did this to me. My mother was not there for me. You say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And then you get it off your chest. You bring every darkness into the light, and you let the uncreated light of Jesus Christ pour into your soul, so that God not only can forgive your sin, but begin to heal the root of that sin, so you don't keep going back to that sin and keep going back to it. I'm going to read Ephesians one more time. Everything exposed by the light becomes light.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I've never retained anyone who came to confession.
And confession is the greatest, it's a great, great gift. But the devil likes to turn the gifts of God into a curse by lying to us and making it seem like it's a bad thing.
When we were children, psychiatry was there. Not many people used it. Now, people do not confess their sins, and they're tormented, and they go to the psychiatrist. Now, I believe in psychiatry.
The psych wards are full.
Yes, the psych wards are full. I've been to psychiatrists, but the psychiatrist I've been to is a man of God, and he would listen to me, and I would get the stuff out. But when I sinned, I couldn't go to him. He didn't have any power to forgive me. I went to confession. So I'm not against psychiatry. I am not against. I had no one to talk to. People had came to me. I listened to everyone, and I had no one to talk to, so I had to go to a doctor. And I went, but he was a great doctor. He listened. No condemnation, but my sins he could not forgive. I had to go to the priest. So simple, so simple. And Jesus does it on the day of the resurrection. I guess that's an important day. And people today do not use the confessional as they used to. When I was a child, I told you there were two rows filled with people every Saturday. Not now. Not now, because people think, well, I'm good. I love when people come to me and say, I don't sin. And you know what I tell them? Let's look at John's first letter. Who says they don't sin is a liar. You might say, I don't know my sins. That's another issue. I don't know my sins. How do you find to know them? Holy Spirit, reveal my sins to me so I can dump them at the confessional, so I can get rid of them at the confessional. This is real. This is real. This is real. Oh, people have come to me. How many years? 35 years since my last confession. And you know what I say to them? Oh, welcome. Welcome. The Holy Spirit led you here so that you would be free of darkness and sin and torment.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Confession is a weapon against the devil for you to walk in victory. The rosary is a weapon. Holy Communion and Mass is a weapon. Arm yourself with the battle axe of the Lord and dispose your soul to receive all the grace of heaven.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.